Did you know that while the days on Jupiter are really short, only 10 Earth hours, the years are super long. 12 Earth years.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And if you'd like more Jupiter facts, you can always visit Jupiter 2, which is great news because their tickets are currently on sale due to very poor attendance. But make sure you don't mention that in the ad copy and focus instead on the facts. Oh. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 3 by Beth Crane. Episode 5, The Tank.
So, we need to get breakfast paste, rehydratable protein, freeze-dried greens, dairy powder,
yay,
party rings,
yay,
anything else? Oh, great. I didn't get a chance to save the list.
Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be transporting a live specimen in or at the High Security Specimen Lab LARCAT 3 to Neutral Industries Incorporated Laboratories, Cantrax 5. We hope you enjoy your mission. Additional notes? Extreme caution required with sample. Message ends.
Oh, Bruce, that's all we need. LARCAT 3 has no hypermarkets at all.
I mean, also the extreme caution bit means we could die.
Oh, right, yeah, that too.
So, should I power up?
Yeah, we better get going.
Oh, hello. You're not quite what we expected.
We're here to collect the sample for transport.
Carpide exterminator. Load her up, boys.
For Bruce's sake, don't tip the tank.
Okay, I'll get it loaded.
We will load the tank. My apologies, it's just, we just need it to be loaded absolutely perfectly.
Sure, less work for me.
That's a lot of security for a tank.
Yes. Two layers of glass.
Another layer of glass.
A layer of lead.
And a layer of glass.
The contents are incredibly important, and, well, I'm sure you know how dangerous it can be.
Careful. Easy.
There.
Watch it. And
yeah.
There we go.
Is this floor even level?
It's level-ish.
I'm sorry. I think we're going to have to put this into the main section of the ship. This space is too large and chaotic. I mean, who knows what could happen?
Well, the main section of the ship is kind of where we live, so
it'll only be there for a couple of hours, and you'll be able to keep a far better eye on it from there.
Does it need keeping an eye on?
I really don't like the look of that thing.
It looks dangerous, and there are stickers on it I don't understand.
We've installed it in the most level place we could find. It's on the table in your eating quarters.
We did have to remove several desiccated plates.
Disgusted.
We didn't know we were having visitors.
So are we ready to go now?
Yes. Just remember, be careful. Really, really careful.
Yep.
Any breach could be catastrophic.
Sure.
I hope they know what they're doing.
Hello, I'm Spencerbot, the bot that tells you all about our sponsors. And here we go with a sponsor right now. I love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Patreon. Support your favorite repairman so we don't have to. Find the link in the show notes or at patreon.com/battlebirdprod. Automnicon, we own you.
So, what's the deal with Camtrax 5?
Honestly, I've never been there before.
Really? I thought you'd been everywhere.
It's a very big universe.
Oh, Bruce.
What was that?
Do you want the bad news or the... Well, you know, it's just bad news.
What's happened?
One of the legs fell off the table.
Right.
And the tank's broken. There's a hole in the side that's, well, whatever's inside.
It's escaped?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Oh my gosh, do you hear that? Oh, Bruce.
Okay. Stay calm. Dax, can you run a search on...
Carpet Exterminator.
The
Carpet Exterminator.
Yeah, no, it was...
How do you say it?
The Carpete Exterminatore?
No, it wasn't that. It was, Carpite Exterminator.
Yeah, that.
So?
That doesn't sound great, Dax.
Tell me that's a success noise.
I mean, I haven't found nothing at all.
Right.
It's just that what I've found is very heavily censored.
Right.
Pretty much all I can read is strangulation, rapidly multiplying, destruction. And do you want me to go on?
No, not really.
Oh, and traumatic cell softening.
Great! Good. Uh-huh.
So there's a creature loose on our ship that could kill us.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Seriously?
I mean, not in the last 50 years or so, but...
I guess there was Ringo.
And Automnicon are always kind of trying to kill us.
We don't exactly do a lot of safe jobs.
Oh, you really don't want to be stuck on the safe jobs, seriously.
Why?
Paperwork. Paperwork as far as the eye can see.
Ugh.
At least out here, you know, we might get some traumatic cell softening, but at least we won't die of eye strain. Or, well, let's say the pen pushers aren't exactly safe either.
Fair point.
Kilmer.
Sorry, Dax. We should probably come up with a plan.
So, how do we get it? Is there stuff we can use in the toolkit?
Yeah, I think so.
Gilder!
What?
It's inside my wiring.
Oh, Bruce.
The thing knows exactly what it's doing. It's gone straight for my autopilot controls. It's gnawing through them. Gilder, get back in the driving seat now!
Grab onto something. We're going into a bit of a tailspin. Okay. Okay, I've got it under control.
So I'm gonna have to hunt this thing on my own.
I can help.
I think we'll just... I'll fly the ship. You go down to the workshop and grab whatever you can. Dax, keep an eye on it. We'll get to Cantrax 5 and if we can, we'll get help there. We're not too far away. I'll see if I can send a hailing signal.
It's gotten to my comms too.
Oh, for Bruce's sake.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm not shouting at you.
I'm going to go and grab some stuff from downstairs. I'll get things for you too. And you just stay unstrangled, all right?
Sure. Be quick.
I think it might be making a nest.
Bruce, it better not be. If this thing lays eggs...
Yeah.
What if they just immolate the ship? Do you think they'd do that?
I don't know.
If it's that dangerous and they can't get rid of it...
I'm sure they wouldn't.
I'm sure they probably wouldn't.
Kilmer, I don't know if this was overkill, but I went for the full spacesuit.
It might be. I actually don't know.
I bought you a zap, but I don't know if you'll be able to fly the sub in it.
I don't think I can.
Oh, well. Guess I'm just gonna have to go catch the thing, then.
What's that? Is that my harpoon gun?
It has a net setting.
Oh.
I thought maybe if we blur whatever it is out of Dax's brain and then net it...
That's... Yeah, that works. Dax?
I don't know how I'm going to get it out.
I also bought a couple of things from the food stores. I know we don't have much left, but,
Samantha, is that my peanut butter?
Yeah.
I guess it's life or death.
Okay, so I'm gonna scrape some out of it and put it in the middle of the floor and then back off. Dax, if you could maybe just, like, shock it a little bit, that might help scare it out. And, then when it gets to the peanut butter, I shoot it with a net.
Right.
Okay. One, two. Ah, got you, you little...
What even is that?
Well, you better take us down and I'll keep a close eye on it.
We should probably tell them about the nest.
What nest?
We think it might have built a nest.
In my brain.
So they might need to isolate the ship.
Oh, Bruce.
Hi.
Are you all right there? You're not opening your hatch.
We're afraid we might have been compromised. We think the,
Copy take. Exterminatore.
Carpite exterminatore might have built a nest?
What?
There was an accident with its tank and it broke and it got out.
And you think it made a nest?
Yeah.
I caught it, but it could have laid eggs or something.
What does it look like?
It's kind of small. Green. Two arms. Four legs and quite a lot of eyes and a big mouth.
And you've caught it?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Great. You can open the door now.
What?
Come on, we don't have all day.
Oh, I wouldn't get too close. It's pretty bitey.
There we go, boy, there we go. A little bit scared, aren't we?
What?
Oh, there. No, this is Chichester. I just got a message from Sanford asking if I could check for him. He sometimes likes to stow away.
So...
I see. Well, the tank doesn't seem too bad.
What?
I mean, it's broken, but the carpite exterminator seems to be okay. There we go. No, not for you, Chichi. This is a very important scientific sample, isn't it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh.
Right.
All safe and sound, see? It's just a little plant.
What?
Well, technically, it's a little plant that caused some extremely expensive crop failures last year. This thing grows like crazy. Strangles any other plant out there.
Seriously?
We're also not entirely sure how it responds to space travel, which is why we took all of those precautions. But never mind, it seems to have survived.
Right. Chichester did cause some wiring damage while he was here.
Oh, that's all right. I'll send someone in to fix that right up. We can grab some lunch while they're working on it, if you like.
Ooh, I would definitely like.
Lovely. I'll treat you. I just need to drop this bad boy off in the warfare lab.
The what?
Sorry, we've been, told not to call it that. The, Tactical Genetic Manipulation Lab.
What?
I think it's pizza day today.
Ooh.
Come on.
Well, I do like pizza.
In that episode of We Think Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, O'Neill was played by James Carney, Barry was played by Hedley Knights, Sanford was played by Michael J. Rigg, and Cardenas was played by Graham Rowett. This episode also featured the voices of Vicky Barron, Mama Bang Bang, and Sean Howard. The programme was written by Beth Crane and produced by Hedley Knights for Battlebird Productions. This series is dedicated to Steve Crane. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Becky A. and Caroline M. We use the money from our Patreon to pay our actors and run the show, so we're eternally grateful for all that you do for us. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Hello, Ms. Lamb.
Penelope?
We're both here. We're on speakerphone.
Are you all there?
Mr. King is emphatically not here.
Right.
So my first question is, why are you bothering? Can't you just get another wife?
We're very different people, Penelope. I'd rather not. It's a lot of hassle finding someone who understands me.
Surely it can't be that difficult. There must be some kind of, I don't know, robotic dating system like Adult Bolt Finder or OK Servos.
She's not a robot. She's just got a lot of metalwork.
Right. All that aside, Mr. King is a really odious little man, and whatever he's doing with this hive mind project is just making him more smug by the day.
So it's expanding.
Depressingly quickly.
We'll have to do something about it.
The real question is what?
Have questions about the hive mind process? Wondering where your body will go after we incorporate you into the hive? As a successful applicant, your commitment is now final, and you will be collected within the hour. Here are your next steps. We start by painlessly removing your mind from your body. Using a technique we've refined over the course of more than 2 million. With an artificial mind, allowing it to become the perfect, productive member of society that you never were. Prepare your documents now. We are coming for you.
We're
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Space Podity,
an actual play D&D Spelljammer podcast. In Space Podity, four adventurers visit the worlds and vex the GMs of other actual play shows. Keep listening for a sneak peek and please subscribe so you don't miss the first episodes set in the campaign of the long-running Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Acting Captain's Log. We've crashed our flying birdbath mansion. Long story. The party of groundling adventurers on board is kind and heroic, but untrusting, and is staring at me. It consists of a traumatized minotaur.
You want to say traumatized?
A spooky Asimar child.
I'm an adult
now. An adult Asimar child, whom I suspect to be enthralled by a hidden power, and the most headstrong elf I have ever met, and that includes Rascalgar the Cataclysmically Reckless from the former Orogenon Zed.
Sounds fun.
Also, the mansion's kitchens are out of ale.
How am I gonna function?
Space Podity. Find us wherever your podcasts are.